Speaking to reporters in his Capitol office, Sheridan said he had ended his relationship with the lobbyist for the payday loan industry. And while he never directly referred to the relationship as a mistake, Sheridan's comments struck a humble tone.
You know, obviously I'm human and I make mistakes, but I always try and do the next right thing.
Sheridan's relationship had raised questions about his change of position on payday loan regulation. As a rank-and-file lawmaker, Sheridan supported a 36% interest rate cap that payday lenders said would sink their industry. As Speaker of the session, he backed away from that bill. Sheridan says the change had nothing to do with who he was dating, and he says it doesn't mean lawmakers won't revisit the issue in the future.
To me, this was a two-step process. I said, first, we're going to regulate the hell out of this industry, and if that doesn't work, we can always throw them out.
The plan the Assembly passed on a bipartisan 59-38 vote would only permit people to take out one payday loan at a time at a maximum of $600. Auto title loans would be banned. Consumer advocates say the bill is full of holes. Republican critics say it goes too far. GOP Minority Leader Jeff Fitzgerald told Democrats last night that they were tone-deaf to what's going on in the economy.
You are taking a viable, legit business and an option away from people during the worst recession we've seen in 80 years.
Senate leadership has indicated they'll advance their own payday loan bill. It shares few similarities with the Assembly version. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.